At a private shooting range in Rockingham County, Clem Ellis is searching through a bag of ammunition. He's getting ready for a practice round before a pistol competition. He loads his magazine with bullets.
All right, I'm going hot. Ready?
Ellis is a Remington man. It's a brand that he trusts. He was shocked when he heard that the company is filing for bankruptcy.
Remington's a great product. It's been a great product for many years, many years. I got my first Remington when I was 12 years old. I shot my first Remington probably when I was 7 years old. So, it's just sad to see it go.
Remington is buried in nearly $1 billion in debt and plans to restructure through Chapter 11. Their financial troubles weigh heavy on the minds of folks here. This area has lost tobacco, textile, and other manufacturing over the years. Ellis still remembers the closing of the Miller Coors Brewery in Eden a couple of years back. It was a blow to hundreds of employees and the community. He's worried that Remington could be next.
You know, we lose jobs in Rockingham County, Guilford County. I mean, we lose jobs everywhere when they go. It's like running a snowball downhill. Once one place closes or moves, then you got another one that closes. You got another one that has to close, and another one has to close. It's just so many things related to it.
The company's bottom line and reputation were hurt after a Remington Bushmaster AR-15 style rifle was used in the Sandy Hook Elementary shootings. Remington has also faced a class action lawsuit over claims of defective triggers in some firearms. The company slashed its workforce in North Carolina in recent years, closing one plant near Charlotte and trimming positions at the corporate headquarters in Rockingham County. Some of those jobs were moved to Alabama. Remington didn't return an email and phone request for an interview. Rockingham County Economic Development Director Jan Kritz-Yokley says local leaders have reached out to company officials, but they aren't getting much information.
In their heyday, they probably had 270 employees, and now they currently have 150. And we just want to let them know that we appreciate them, and they're a great employer. And we don't want to see them leave. So we're just hoping that this is just a restructuring and that they'll be able to continue to succeed here.
The next few years will be crucial for Remington, according to Elon University economics professor Brooks Deprow. And it may very well come down to who is in political office, because gun sales often increase when buyers think there's a push to curb access to firearms.
You can look at year-to-year variations, and we are seeing, at least in 2017, a drop in sales. But if you look at the level of the number of gun sales currently, it's nearly double what it was in 2009. So even though it has declined, the overall number of sales is quite higher than it was a decade ago.
That's reassuring news for Rockingham County Sheriff Sam Page, who believes the company will pull through. Guns are part of the local culture. The area also houses a plant for another firearms manufacturer, Sturm Ruger, which has also experienced declining sales. Page is optimistic. He says there's a trained workforce here, local hospitality, and love for the brand.
I am very glad that we have, and I tell other sheriffs across this country with the national sheriff, when I'm meeting with them, I've got Remington, and we've got headquarters in Rockingham County. That means a lot. We've got Ruger manufacturing in our county. And I want to be very clear, if we had one more firearm company, we would be the gun capital in the U.S., and I'd like to see that day that could happen.
That, of course, will all depend if Remington survives and if it stays in North Carolina. Right now, county officials are keeping a close watch out for any WARN notices. So far, they haven't received one, and they say that's encouraging. I'm Carrie Brown in Rockingham County.